This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with these headlines. U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke of Montana is among a group of Republicans who received donations from the leader of a white supremacist group cited by Charleston church murder suspect Dylan Roof. Documents show the leader of the Council of Conservative Citizens, Earl Holt, made a $500 donation to Zinke's election campaign in October of last year. Zinke spokeswoman Heather Swift says the congressman will donate the money to a fund set up for the families of the victims of the Charleston shooting. As you may have just heard on the network, the Guardian newspaper first reported that Holt made $65,000 in donations to Republicans, including several to Republican presidential candidates. A manifesto purportedly written by Roof says he learned about, quote, brutal black-on-white murders, close quote, from the Council of Conservative Citizens website. Zinke was elected in November as Montana's U.S. House representative. Helena School Superintendent Kent Colgin offers these words of advice to Missoula school officials who've put up two major school bond issues that voters will decide this fall.
Keep talking to the community. Talk, listen, and talk and listen all the way up to the day that the ballots are due.
Helena voters defeated a $70 million school facilities bond proposal. Colgin says he wishes proponents would have done a better job of explaining the complex issue. School board member Terry Beaver says the effort to fund improvements for Helena's elementary schools isn't over.
We'll make the best of what we have, and we'll get to work immediately to construct another bond, hopefully more satisfying to our population, and we'll go from there.
Missoula voters this fall will consider an $88 million bond for K-8 schools. A separate high school facilities bond proposal totals $70 million. Interim Missoula School Superintendent Mark Thain says local school officials are using the summer to build what he says will be a rock-solid informational campaign.
We will take that all public as we regroup in the fall in support of, you know, our buildings. That'll give us about a two-month window to make sure that the community questions are answered with regard to the bond issue.
According to unofficial results, 58% of Helena voters opposed the local school bond. Just over 41% supported it. Documents published by WikiLeaks shows that Saudi students caught up in a cheating scandal at a Montana college were secretly offered flights home by the kingdom's diplomats to avoid possible arrest or deportation. A senior official at the school involved confirmed the story to the Associated Press Sunday. The students were in a ring of roughly 30 alleged cheaters at Montana Tech accused of enlisting a college employee to systematically forge their grades in exchange for gifts. The cheating was first disclosed in 2012, but a Saudi embassy memo now shows that officials booked flights for the students, quote, so they don't face jail or deportation by the American authorities. A group that works to support the public's access to AmeriCorps is worried about the effect proposed budget cuts at the national level could have on the service program's work here in Montana. The Missoulian reports that Service Nation Montana State Director Heather Margolis says the proposed budget cut could eliminate half of the 75,000 AmeriCorps positions that are accepted each year. A judicial conduct committee is asking a federal court to throw out a lawsuit filed by two journalists seeking the release of racist emails from Montana's former chief U.S. District Judge. The committee's attorneys say results of its investigation, including the emails, are exempt from public disclosure. Judge Richard Siebel stepped down in 2013. Congressman Ryan Zinke of Montana is among a group of Republicans who received donations from the leader of a white supremacist group cited by Charleston church murder suspect Dylan Roof. Documents show the leader of the Council of Conservative Citizens, Earl Holt, made a $500 donation to Zinke's election campaign in October of last year. Zinke's office said yesterday he'll donate the money to a fund set up for the families of the victims of the Charleston shooting. One of two men accused in a string of ATM robberies across the U.S. has been sentenced to 18 years in prison in Boise Federal Court. The U.S. attorney said 35-year-old Nathan Davenport, formerly of Bonners Ferry, Idaho, was sentenced yesterday on a previous guilty plea to ATM thefts in Montana and six other states. U.S. government auditors are expanding their review of federal disaster aid mismanagement by the Chippewa Cree tribe to include all $31.6 million awarded after flooding damaged the Rocky Boys Reservation in 2010. The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General's Office audited one flood-related project for fraud and waste, the demolition of the reservation's flood-damaged health clinic. The auditors recommended in a report this month that FEMA denied the Montana tribe's $3.9 million claim. The auditors say they will now examine all $31.6 million awarded to the tribe that year. They recommend FEMA label the tribe high risk, meaning future grants would be subject to strict conditions. FEMA has 90 days to respond. Chippewa Cree officials blame the problems on Tony Belcourt, the former tribal construction company CEO convicted of embezzlement last year. After 4 years as deputy superintendent of Glacier National Park, Kim Hall is leaving Montana. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Hall's career in the National Park Service spans almost 29 years. She came to Glacier during a transition period of leadership in the park, before Jeff Mao was named superintendent. She briefly served as acting superintendent of the park in 2013. She says in her mind, Glacier will remain an important place.
There aren't a lot of places that still sort of take my breath away, and Glacier still, every time I get out in the park and I get a chance to view the landscapes and these beautiful, pristine lakes, and it just really still takes my breath away, and that never goes away. I've been here 4 years, and I've never desensitized.
Hall helped put forward the plan to deal with growing park traffic in the Going to the Sun Road Corridor Management Plan. That plan is currently in the preliminary stages, with 5 proposed strategies to deal with crowds in Glacier. Hall is moving across the country this week to become the superintendent of Colonial National Historic Park in Virginia.
It's a challenge for me. I get to step up permanently and have to fulfill that role, but I'm pretty excited about it. It's something I've waited for and worked towards for quite a long time.
Bill Wilson, the park's chief of resource management, will take on the role of acting deputy superintendent until a permanent replacement is found. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Kalispell man is charged with cutting the brake lines on his mother's car. The Daily Interlake reports that bail for 23-year-old Corey Woods is set at $6,000, and his arraignment is scheduled for July 2nd. The lead engine of an eastbound train pulling empty oil cars caught fire near Columbia Falls. Nobody was injured. BNSF Railway spokesman Matt Jones tells the Daily Interlake the fire started at about 2 p.m. Sunday as the train rolled past the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company. Columbia Falls Fire Chief Rick Hagen says the crew evacuated and called 911. Jones says the minor fire was caused by a mechanical failure in the locomotive and was limited to the engine compartment. No other engines or cars were damaged. The damaged engine was taken to Havre for repairs while the rest of the train continued east. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.